I think they thought they were going to catch heck that Monday when we came in, and I just said, that's over, that's it, we're not even going to talk about it. We're not even going to watch it. We're just going to move on. So, but this game, it was a, you know, you have to take it out and, you know, some learning tools, some teaching tools. And part of it was just the compete and playing within our systems, playing within ourselves, learning how to, you know, share the puck and play with each other. And I thought we did a much better job Sunday.
All right, well, let's talk about the Sunday game when we come back. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. And you can still get your questions in. Questions are coming in now. DJ at themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show right after this.
Coke Zero goes with things like this. This. And this. Coke Zero tastes like this.
He shoots! He scores!
It sounds like this. It feels like this. So when the game is on, try it with this. Coke Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste. Zero calories, zero sugar.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click Northern Footcare.com.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We just shredded the information from game one here in the studios, so we don't have to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do, Dirk, but you know, we won't be talking about that game in a couple months, so or even next week, but anyway, it's like I said, it's a starting point to your season. You find out where your team is, you know, hopefully you're further along maybe than you think you are. You never know how you're going to be. I've been around a long time, and some years you think you're, wow, you know, you're going to be really good that first game, and you know, it takes you a while to get going. And then other years you say, oh, geez, we're not very good, or and then you surprise yourself how well you play. But there's no doubt about it. I mean, we got a lot of work to do, but the beauty of it, like I said, is everything's correctable, and we have time to get to work now. And we have to. We have to make some changes in a hurry because we get Minnesota State. And I think that's a good thing, is having played two games instead of maybe playing a Canadian game or a black gold game, you know, an inter-squad game, is you've got two good against a really good team on the road, you know, the numbers, you know, top 10 team in the country, made the tournament the last 2-3 years. So a little bit of a gauge for us. And I think the better gauge to use would be Sunday versus Saturday. And we're going to do that. So we know we can get there, and we just have to tweak some things.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the scoring. The Huskies got out to a 2-0 lead in that first period, and right off the bat, Coach, you could tell the difference in the Huskies from the night before.
No question. I mean, just the sense of urgency and just the want, the will, the mental part of the game, and that's part of it too this time of year, is each individual player we talked about, you have to get in a routine. And on game day, day before the game, just even that whole week, get in a routine and you have to prepare yourself to play the game, and so much of it is mental. And I thought our players did a real good job from the first game and the improvement we showed the second game, and just preparation per individual and our team overall was much, much better. And you just sensed it. You just sensed it in the locker room. Just sensed it on the bus on the way over the game.
Reed Sturrows, one of the guys that you predicted, Coach, would have a great senior campaign after a couple of I guess, sluggish years
after
a pretty good freshman campaign. I thought he played great on Sunday.
Well, he was one of the players even on Saturday night. You know, when you start going through the lineup and making checks by guys who had a pretty good game for certain reasons, and Reed did. And Reed's always going to give you an honest effort. And that's why, you know, you like him as a coach, because it doesn't matter if you're playing on the road, you're playing home, wherever, the backyard. You know you're going to get the same effort every night out of Reed, and it's good for him. It's good to see him get rewarded with a goal, because so many of these guys judge themselves by their points, and that's one thing that and one of the other things now is with our program is you've gone from not a lot of pro potential to now where everywhere we go, there's NHL scouts waiting after each game to talk to our players, and that's good. And it can be tough, because now each, you know, these individual players, after getting all this recognition, are trying to showcase themselves. Did you hear that, Dirk? They're trying to showcase themselves for the next level and these people. And that's where, as a staff and as a team, that we have to make sure that we – it's fine, but they have to understand that as we do well as a team – then that will help them individually and not the other, you know, the other way around. And that's part of probably the difference, you know, that we've seen over the growth in the last 5 years of this team. And now that's a whole different, baby, you know. Like, can you imagine after the game, you just get you get taken out to the shed now they hear these pro guys are, and they don't. And they're good guys. They're really good people, and you know they've got a job to do. But they don't walk out of that rink feeling lousy about the game. You know, you're just feeling like you've just been like beaten up 12 times in every which way, and they come down to see you, and you know, do you mind if I talk to player A or B or whatever? And then probably my younger days, I'd just say absolutely not, but. You know what? If you don't let them do that, then they're waiting around the corner somewhere to grab the kid or whatnot. So it's different now. So it's another challenge, but we've been able to handle it before, and I know we will this year too.
Reed Sturrows gets the Huskies on the board, their first goal of the season and first lead of the season, as they get it at the 3:46 mark on a brilliant pass by Mark Ott. Condonato, one of their best for Duluth. Here's a steal by the Huskies. In front, Sturrows scores! Bree Sturrows, the Huskies take a 1-0 lead. 16-14 left in the first period. Well, that pass from Mark Ott was brilliant, and he had every opportunity to shoot the puck himself. He has eyes on the side and the back of his head, it seems like.
Well, he really does, and that's why Mark is just got to find that spot where he needs to move it. He's got to understand that where he needs to move it a little earlier or doesn't, because he likes to make plays, and he handles the puck so well. And obviously on that play, not many people can see that play. It reminded me of the play he made at the GLI to Jake Lucchini last year. You know, he's just got everybody focused on him, and the way he looks, it just, you know, he's going to shoot it, and everybody converges, and then he sees that that player that's off to the side of the net and makes a great play. But also, that's a great shot by Reed too. I mean, that's a goal scorer shot, and I always challenge Reed, you know, what are you going to get better at today, Reed? What are you going to work on today? What, you know, and he's talking about his release, hitting the net, different things like that. Good for Reed.
All right, so the Huskies up 1-0. That came at the 3:46 mark. Mark Ott, the only assist, because they stole the puck from the Duluth Bulldogs. At the 8:21 mark, the Huskies get on the board again. 2-0 as Tyler Hannanen able to get one past the goaltender. Dylan Stamen and Dane Burks get the assist. Back to the point off of the boards for Burke. His shot blocked in front. Here's a shot by Hannanen, and he scores! Tyler Hannanen right through the legs of goaltender Miska, and it's a 2-0 Michigan Tech lead with 11:39 left to go in the period.
period.
Well, Tyler Hanton didn't get a lot on that shot, but he got it on net. But I thought the whole sequence, Coach, before that shot was taken to the point was just great grit to make sure we hold on to the putt and great movement in the zone.
Oh, there was. And Dylan Stanley did a great job. I mean, he willed himself through some big guys. They got some big guys on defense, and they were physical this weekend. And I thought Dylan did a really nice job on the play. And obviously, Birksie did a nice job, Baltus on there, but it was a big goal, and we had somebody right on top of Miska, so he had no idea where that puck was going. So even though it might not have